This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A Dutch hospital has airlifted patients to Germany amid a virus surge, a coronavirus surge. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has our story.
A helicopter rises into a blue sky, carrying a COVID-19 patient from the Netherlands to a German intensive care unit. The first such international airlift since the global pandemic first threatened to swamp Dutch hospitals in the spring. In regions across the continent, an absence of noise was set to underscore the extent of the resurgence of the virus as major cities from Rome to Paris rein in nightlife and other activities as part of increasingly drastic measures. In Spain, Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez publicly appeals for the country to pull together to defeat the new coronavirus surge. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
French President Emmanuel Macron said Friday his country will have to live with the coronavirus at least until next summer. Italy's health ministry said Friday it had registered the highest daily tally of new coronavirus infections over the past 24 hours since the start of the country's outbreak and up from the previous record posted Thursday. After declining over the summer, infections have accelerated rapidly in the last few weeks and have risen sevenfold since the start of the month. The number of new COVID-19 cases reported in the United States Thursday was the second highest on record, coming in just short of their midsummer peak as the spread of the coronavirus accelerates in nearly every region of the country. Cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are all going up as cooler weather descends on much of the country. If you'd like to know more about these stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News.